Greetings to all our listeners. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, presenting your go-to daily financial services roundup from Financial Services Online. Let's kick things off with the big question overshadowing the forthcoming federal election. The issue in the spotlight? Negative gearing in real estate investment. A challenging equation of individual financial strategies and national tax policy considerations. It's an issue that's divided opinions nationwide. Advocates argue that negative gearing facilitates long-term government savings and boosts rental housing stock. Critics, however, view it as a burden to taxpayers. As the election nears, the role of negative gearing is set for some careful scrutiny, emphasizing the need for a nuanced, informed debate. Moving over to the insurance sector, AFC, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, has flagged sweeping improvements in complaint handling procedures. Over 30,000 complaints brought to its attention highlight the emphasis on InsurTech to invest in superior dispute resolution capabilities. AFC's Chief Operations Officer, Justin Untersteiner, also pointed to areas of concern, including delays, poor communication, and high rates of overturned claim denials. Insurers are urged to scrutinize their practices for a better, trustworthy future for their customers. Despite some progress, the AFCA maintains that systemic reforms are now more important than ever. Superannuation headlines are also with us today. With average weekly earnings up by 4.5%, the Australian Bureau of Statistics reveals that super contribution limits are set to follow suit come this July. The concessional cap will be upped from $27,500 to $30,000, whereas the non-concessional cap will make the leap from $110,000 to $120,000. However, the overall super balance limit remains at $1.9 million. Such changes, says Peter Hogg of Aware Super, will especially benefit Australians on the cusp of retirement, allowing them more freedom in savings and ultimately reducing dependence on government pensions. The closeout piece for today's roundup is the developing legal action against Toyota Finance, accused of applying sky-high interest rates through flex commissions between 2010 and 2018. Though the practice was banned 5 years ago, Toyota's past customers are now following the path of over a million Australians who have sought compensation from similar claims against financial institutions. Echo Law, the firm leading the charge against Toyota Finance, invites affected customers to join the class action through their portal. Meanwhile, finance experts recommend alternatives with better, more transparent interest rates. And that's today's news wrap from Financial Services Online, your trusted guide to the world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. To delve deeper into these stories and more, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Paige Estritori, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for more industry insights. Stay informed, stay empowered.